A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, and this is Live Talk on Monday, January 9th, 2017. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe national team. The Warriors' road to Gabon for the 2017 African Nations Cup.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.boazimbabwe.com, www.boashona.com, and www.boindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Warriors' road to Gabon.
Zimbabwe's preparations ahead of the Africa Cup of Nations were initially thrown into chaos by raw over-accommodation and financial issues. However, after the two parties reached an agreement, things now seem to be back on track, and Zimbabwe is set to play Cameroon tomorrow in an international friendly match.
Zimbabwe's first competitive match of the 14th January to 5 February tournament in Gabon is against Algeria on the 15th of January. They will also face Tunisia and Senegal in Group B that some have actually dubbed the Group of Death, Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila watitinge tishitarisa neze gadziro yema kwikwi eku African Nations Cup yema Warriors. Wongu, vakawanda manga muchitera munoze wote zvinhu zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Mazuva apera vatambi vachimboramba kutamba vachitivo havana kupuwa mari dzavo nezifa. Zifa ichitivo iri kuedza nepainogona kuti inge ichitsvaga mari asi zvanga zvichinetsa. Asi vakomana vakazosimuka zvavo vakananga kuCameroon uko kwavari kuenda kutamba mutambo wekuedzana masimba. Mangwana nechikota cheCameroon. Nekudaro, tuda kuti tinzwewo kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti muri kuona sei gadziro yema Warriors yekuenda kuGabon. Uye kuGabon kwacho munoona here vachibudirira sezvakatarisirwa nevakawanda vari kuti aiwa Zimbabwe inogona kunge isiri kunyatso prepare hayo zvakanaka asi talent rinenge riripo vachitarisa vatambi vakaita sana Knowledge Musona vana Kama Billiard nevamwe Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke Blessing asizwile kuti bekuhluba kolangale ke kuma Warriors kakhulu kakhulu bacine nje bafana bengasasuki ngesikhathi besiya khona ngale Cameroon lapho kukhangelelwe khona ukuthi kusasa badlala ke le Cameroon khona ngale kule Cameroon kuzobuya ke okunye okuhluphayo ukuthi ama players lapha kanti befuna imali ethize $5,000 per person ukuthi baye khona ngale AFCON ukuthi kubizwe ukuthiwa appearance fee khonokho ke akade bekufuna. Kuzobuya ke okunye akade bekufuna Blessing i-allowance phela iyafunakala esikhwameni la awusozibonga ukahlela ibhoru ngela lutho so befuna abafana $200 i-appearance khonaphana. Kuzobuya lokunye nje ukuthi nxa besuka ekhaya besiya khona ngale batshiyele abantu babo batshiyele ingane omomngabo into ezinjalo. So ke Zimbabwe esesikubonile ukuthi soke inhlala yenza ukuthi Zimbabwe vele kuyahlupha kunjalo futhi.
Of course, Gibbs, the holders at the moment, that's Ivory Coast. And of course, Egypt has won it a record six times. And the top goal scorer remains Samuel Eto'o of Cameroon with 18 goals. And of course, there are teams that have never qualified for the African Nations Cup. And these are Burundi, Central African Republic, Chad, Comoros, Djibouti, Eritrea, Gambia, Lesotho, Madagascar, Mauritania, Sao Tome and Principe, Seychelles, Somalia, South Sudan, and Swaziland. Luckily, Zimbabwe has qualified. I think this is for the third time There are some teams that have never qualified yet. Whoever our first guest, Gibbs, that is former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper, Muzondiwa Mugadza, now based in the UK. Lezi Muzo, that's what Charles Mabika liked to call him. Muzondiwa, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
Now, of course, it's that time again, Muzondiwa. I think you've been following the chaos that was characterizing the Warriors' preparations for the 2017 edition of the African Nations Cup. What is your take on this? Is this something new, or this is what you've now expecting? You are. This is something that you now expect to be happening. I understand when you were still playing, you still had your own problems with Zifa.
Oh yes, I think it's everyone who is following this story with interest. There's nothing new, to be honest. It's something that is, you know, keeps reoccurring. So it's unfortunate. I mean, we're going to a big tournament, and we are finding ourselves mangled in all this mess.
So we have now normalized the abnormal. It's something that we now expect. Though it should not be like that. And stay on the line, Muzondiwa. We want to introduce our second guest. That is Momoyo, sports analyst and also former Premier Soccer League player for Kepsa and Baimo. Mo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
So, Mo, you've been following what the Warriors... Before that. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Mo. And I won't say a lot about Arsenal. So let's proceed to other things. Arsenal and your birthday. We're not talking about that today. So, and happy birthday. So now you've been following what is happening in the Warriors camp. Give us your take on that.
That is very normal. There is nothing new there, Gibbs. It happens every time. So I don't see why we should make a fuss about that. It's not a story.
And the demands. That, yes, the demands by the players.
The demands by the players are justified. It's not like these players that they've been playing for the national team for quite a while. And they've been through these promises before. So it's not anything new. They're just trying to take advantage of the situation and make sure that they also get something out of it. They will never get all the money for that. But they will get something from this. This is the only chance they can be able to push this to act. So the demands are very justified. And I think they put up a gallant fight. I just hope they're going to get something out of that.
And back to you, Muzondiwa, this does not only seem to be a problem that Zimbabwe is facing. We've had similar clashes between the associations and the players in Cameroon. It happened in Nigeria, even Argentina. We hear that at times Lionel Messi ends up bailing the national team. What is the problem with the soccer administration?
It's I'll probably go back to, you know, a few years ago. I think George Weah did mention something along the lines of, you know, football administrators in Africa. They want to see, you know, a football player probably, you know, walking or jumping on a bike more than driving. If you drive an expensive car in Africa as a football player, you know, there are questions that are raised. And it's more of, you know, the support that is lacking from the administrators themselves, because if these guys are asking, they're not asking for a million each. They're asking for, like what Moore is saying, what they're asking for is justified. And they're going to a big tournament. Money is as much as it can be motivating, but they need it, you know, for later stages. Because our careers, to be honest, they're not, you know, they're short. You have to make the most of it while you can. And, you know, I don't know what's wrong with football administrators, especially in Africa, which it's, I think it's maybe they're consumed by greed. I don't know, but there is something that is wrong there.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, mbweke isikhulume ngesindebele kulapho ke mzondi womgatsa. So wena ubona njani nxa kuqhokozela kunje? Pho ke abafana badlala njani khona kana?
Ayi kuyi problem lokho because lawa majaha abafuzi behambe bethabini kulokuthakaza emhlizweni zabo. Nxa ukuthi bahamba manje kule problem enjengale. Ayi kuyadamisa ebantwini bonke abalandeli bebhola. But ukuthakazisa kakhulu ngokuthi ngilandele istory lesi abalandele ibhora khathi basupport ukuthi abafana barayithi ngokuthi befuna imali lesi.
Kodwa ubona ngizani kuyaphumani pho nxa ukuthi bangahamba bengani abadabanga la wakhona phela udlala kudala. Kuyawesekunjani xa sokunjani?
Into khona ikuphela ukuthi lakho umoya singukhulumile njalo ukuthi into esijayelekile ayisento entsha. Ukupho ukuthi abantu bezokwazi i-situation ime kanjani. Ukuthi that's why abafana bekhala. But ukudlala ibhora abazalala. Ngaphambanisa lapha nalapho but ngiyathemba ukuthi bazadlala kuhle.
So
injayelo ukuthi elizweni lakhe sayinto yokuthi try amangalisa. Once ungafaka ijezi lena ukuthi ibhale Zimbabwe, you represent the country yakho ngokuthanda kakhulu.
So according to Mzondi Mkatsa, these things happen like what Mr. Momoe was saying. He says at the end of the day he believes that the boys are going to deliver anyway. If they are having a job there, they're going to do it. Yeah.
Regati dzokere kuna mo uripo iri parunhare apa.
Ndiripo shamwari.
Pane Zimbabwe iri mugroup B mune zvikwata zvakaita seAlgeria, Senegal neTunisia. Tingati tichitarisa madraw aya inenge wafa wafa chaiyo. Ingabudirira here?
Yeah, inini ndoona zvangu vakomana vakango matournament akadai nguva zhinji magame ekutanga. Vakakosha vakakwanisa kusakundwa mugame rekutanga handodaira kuti kumberi uko tinenge tiri right but machances edu I think we have got a very good chance because isusu tine the underdog take saka munhu isi anenge achingotitarisira pasi andiwo watozoona kuti team yakatosimba it may be too late so I think if we win game rekutanga to point to where we will end panopera round robin games acho but I think we have got a very strong chance and isusu ka we are not affected azvimboti zvete zvakaitire hazvina kana chekuita neperformance yedu wana tatotadza bora tira rotadza because zvese izvi ndo control zvitori normal saka titori boy papasi.
Okay, thank you so much. Stay on the line, Mo and Mzondi Womgatsa. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Warriors' road to Gabon for the Africa Nations Cup. Regati mwede kwa Terry Gibbs. Totanga na mfundisi Richard Magadi. Magadi mkoma Richard.
Chinosino makadi ko baba.
Aiwa tiri nani yedu parise pa Jona.
Pa Jona pari right regentor des team yedu mo.
All right.
Tatimukushura chudai mwari vakatungamira vakomana vakafamba zvakanaka. Because vision yemuti kuti Zimbabwe kufamba kwayo icha chamba zvakanaka sekuona kwangu pamunyengetera tongoita kuti Zimbabwe ne Algeria icha tamba draw ne Senegal vacho ro Senegal 2-1 Algeria ne Tunisia Zimbabwe vacho ro Tunisia 1-0 saka zvinokuzai kudai mari kavapo akomana kana nemfaro zvinhu zvakanaka kuti vanhu vagone kupiwa mari kuti Zimbabwe yedu ibude since yakapisa 2004 tatiri kuti vane vane dzatova kure 30 saka tosinodai Zimbabwe ikandambo zvakanaka kwainoenda kugabhoni kuokore kunyange nevakomana vane mari dai vasaunga vasunungure mwoyo kuti vatambire nyika zvakakura kutambire nyika zvinorwadza zvazvo kushova mari asinodai vatambire nyika yavo
saka mukoma Richard maresults maawana kupaya maoneswa nemweya mai.
Ndo chimiro chiripo. sekuonoko sekuona kwangu ndiri mfundi basi sekuonoko kwangu kuti Zimbabwe ndo matambira ichaita kune Algeria ingatamba 0-0 Algeria ingarovi Zimbabwe Zimbabwe inopisa kuipa number 1 kana number 2
Asi muri kuona ichienderera mberi
Zimbabwe ndiyengira mberi zvakwazvo inoendera kumberi kwazvo chimusodai vakomana vakaenda unotama zvakanaka kuti mari problem asodai vakagona kusunungura moyo kuti nyika itemezo sinzi chingunama kuti lezi vakaigona kubudira kuti nevatambi vakasimba zvikuru pana nyasha mucheku iyoyo kama bila noji musona vana malajira nevamwe vazhinji Zimbabwe pari zvino inotamba zvakanaka ndioni chikundikana inini kuti this time itimu yakasimba kwazvo
saka vari kutamba kusouth africa muri kuona vari kunyatsotamba zvakanaka here pamunombovaona
Varu kutamba South Africa anotamba zvakanaka zvinomusa mvura kwazvo maplayer ari kutamba muno South Africa anotamba zvakanaka zvikuru anotamba bhora rinomusa mvura kwazvo saka tiri kuona kuti iyo Zimbabwe shaya this time around inotamba zvakanaka atimbochi kuti Senegal inoplayer akawana tamba overseas kuti Algeria naizvo Zimbabwe inapukaupcode kubudzwa Zimbabwe this time inofauti ichiwino kokutanga ndipo pane munamato yedu ipapo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi Richard
mufundisi moyo ya tinotenda
mufundisi moyo okay tinotenda zvikuru
Maita zvakana mutiro kufonera marudenga venemi koko.
Aiwa nemi tinotenda zvikuru.
Bye.
Bye bye for now. Gibbs.
Spinner futi.
Umfundisi.
Uti umfundisi.
Against Algeria 0-0. Against Senegal, Zimbabwe win 2-1 and Zimbabwe beat Tunisia 1-0.
Aha. So utopupile kombe.
Yeah, usi.
Yeah, profitile sibi. Yes, bona ke Slovusi uNdlovu. Eh baba Ndlovu kunjani kona phekhona?
Yaphila Mr. Keith niphila njani ngapho ePatience?
No siphile kahle ungabuka ngone usegoli unga.
Hayi ngida egoli.
Kunjani egoli?
Hayi egoli isizwelifini weekend yonke azange siboni nje vele sesihlalele endlini.
Mhm nansi ke Warriors versus iCameroon kuqala ekusasa. Ubonani kuyaphumana kona?
Futhi yazi ukuthi laphana kunzima ngoba yabona uCameroon ilento ama-club adevelophile kakhulu yabona ezibona ngathi kuzaba kubi ngoba abafana bayethu yazi hayi indaba vele once waxega ekhaya yazi maso siyaphandle vele usuwiki yabona
ye kunjalo so nxa sokubuya ke ku-AFCON siyabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ile Algeria Tunisia neSenegal kuyaphiwa la eh
Ah vele ilento phana nje vele ilento igroup ye ilento idethi ilento igroup ye dethi vele abase abafana bethu bona banesifiso sokuthi bangaphumelela kodwa indaba nje ukuthi nje suke qede emalini ukuthi sibaxhase thina bona
Bome abantu kumele benzeni phela babandlovu kanti linalincedi lapha lapha bakusandla nje
yakufaka kodwa indaba ukuthi into mayingahlangananga kahle yabo sike kukhule nto kungabi nento e-right yabona ngoba manje yabona mina esingami ngilaye le nto egoli kodwa nginelento ngine-business ekhaya yabona
so uthi kuhlupha ukuthi imali uyithathe uhambise kuzifa
ya into ukuthi nje yabona ilento ibhola lasekhaya into besifisa ukuthi ilento yonke lento efana nama-sports ingaqala from the school level izeyefika kulento ku-national level ya understand ya so in that way kuyafuneka ukuthi nathi sibe nelento na nohulumende abazo understandayo ozazwisisana nathi from the bottom to the top I understand the squad nathi ukuxhasa ngezimali nathi ukuxhasizwe lethu ukuthi at least nathi noma sifika kuma Olympic noma sifika kuphi kuma lento kuma World Cup sazi ukuthi si sponsor izwe lethu understand
yes sesikhuluma ke xa sibona ngemidlalo ubona ngani Algeria versus Warriors kungaba ingaki
Hey lapho is difficult maybe kungaba yi 1-0 kodwa ke abafana in Algeria let's say 1-0 le khona lapho
nje yabi win le yipi manje
Algeria, of course, ngoba vele ayasing abantu abacomfortable laphana yabona iAlgeria ayinankinga eziningi ezweni layo and ama-players akhona adlala ecomfortable akana problem then I believe that of course end of the day they'll hit a win.
Oh yebo phela hayi kuhle kakhulu ke iTunisia neSenegal enxela ubona njalo futhi uthe enxa kungaphuma njalo kumbe ulomunye umbono
iTunisia neSenegal hayi iSenegal yona iweek iTunisia izawina.
Yebo phela awuboni ke Ndlovini usebenzile mfowethu ngokuthi ungene phela kuprogram lamhlanje hlala ubuya phela.
Ngiyabuya mfethu asiningangithini ngoba kwenye imini akasi sizabuya nathi khona ngapho phesheyayo wathi sininxuse sithi buyani sizocelebrate guys otherwise we've been together for some time yabo.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Endlovu ungadinelwa kusasa ba.
Okay ubusuku obuhle kini.
Ye lawo kube njalo mfowethu sibonge kakhulu bona imuli yakho
kakhulu.
So that was Vusi Ndlovu. According to Vusi, you know, he says Zimbabwe is likely to be beaten by Algeria and maybe try to salvage a draw against Tunisia and then win against Senegal. So he says Senegal is a little bit weak. He says he's got business in Zimbabwe, but he can't support the Warriors right now. The reason, can we make a guess? He says, you know what, your money can be wasted.
Yeah.
Because he says you need a government that can take care of sports from grassroots up to, you know, a certain level. So he says you cannot just join a train. Maybe that is about to derail. So you must start from scratch, you know, with that kind of team. So he's encouraging the government to say, start from, you know, the basics when it comes to some of these kind of sports.
And Mzondio, are people not underestimating Senegal here? Because I think on paper it is the strongest side, right?
To be honest, I'm not one to worry about our position. I mean, fair enough, we have to be cautious. But I've been reading through some of the comments, you know, people mentioning Saidi Mane and mentioning of Mahrez. We should be proud of our boys and forget about, you know, these big names. We have our own big names. We should be supportive of those guys. Again, we can't underestimate anybody. It's a competition which anyone can win. So we should go in there, you know, equal like everybody else. That's how I look at it. And I hope, you know, we'll move forward. We'll go forward.
Of course, there are 11 players, and you know, exactly. For each team. And therefore, I mean, you know,
I think it's been one of our biggest downfalls. So sorry to jump in. It's been bigger, one of our biggest downfalls where we are looking too much on the other side. I remember when we played Nigeria one time.
Okocha.
Mana, you know, he went to pick JJ Okocha. He went to pick Kanu at the airport. When he returned, you know, it was more like he was striking fear to us, saying, and you think to yourself, meaning I'm not important, the other guy is important, but it shouldn't be that way. You know, we're equal. That's how I look at it.
That's very true. That's very true. Speaking like a coach there, Mzondiwa, you know.
You know, I always wonder why Mzondiwa is not coaching a top Zimbabwean club. I'm not going to ask you this question today, Mzondiwa. I'm going to ask it some other time. So, so we see that blessing in Group A, which is going to have its matches in Libreville. We've got Gabon, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, and Guinea-Bissau. You know, Burkina Faso and Cameroon, these are very strong sides.
Indeed.
And you cannot rule out the 12th man in Gabon. Yeah?
Yes.
Whenever you've got some supporters, they can, you know, spare you on and say, okay, do what you can. But Guinea-Bissau, I'm not quite sure. He's a good team, yes, but compared to these other three, I think he's somewhere else. Then Group C, which is going to be the matches will be played in Oyem. That's Ivory Coast, DR Congo, Morocco, and Togo. So Ivory Coast and Morocco there, and DRC.
Yeah,
and these three are very strong.
Think,
Ivory Coast, even DRC Togo itself.
I think it's another
another potential group of death. Then Group D in Port Gentil, we've got Ghana, Mali, Egypt, and Uganda. These three, Ghana, Mali, Egypt.
Yeah.
Uganda, well, yes. Ukraine can do something, but
for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now,
in I don't know how many years, 30-something, 39?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So now, looking at Group B, Mzondo, Algeria, Tunisia, Senegal, Zimbabwe. So out of these, we see that most probably Algeria has got an upper hand here, right?
Zimbabwe has upper hand.
you're doing some
true patriot
moral support, right?
We have potential to beat anyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we look at our material, and okay, maybe the other teams have got exposure,
mm-hmm,
in the respect that most of their players play abroad, and our guys play in South Africa, we shall probably compete as good as our league in Zimbabwe. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is lacking maybe financial, but we are probably, you know, one of the countries that has supplied South African football more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So we have potential in the respect that we are capable of beating anyone.
Kodwa-ke mzophela ngabantu sesikhangela lapha but mzolapha uyazikhulumela Algeria madoda kuyafiwa laphana Tunisia uyahanjwa xa uzokubuya Senegal uyakwazi lawo
because lapha sikhuluma amabizo or we are talking ibhora xa sikhuluma ibhora then we are fair, we are equal. Xa sikhuluma amabizo, yes, they've got big names that we can't dispute. But mina, I want with this criminal board, with who can we beat? We can beat anyone.
Yeah,
we can beat us. Maybe we can beat them.
Mm-hmm. So he's convinced Zimbabwe can beat any team.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, that's the spirit, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can go ahead and, you know.
Okay, go and tell mom.
And Mzo, I think, you know, one of the problems that, you know, Zimbabwe might have the potential, but the preparations have not been that good. You know, a major friendly that they will play is only against Cameroon, because the previous ones, you only had like local players are playing when they last played their friendly match. I mean, what can be done in future to make sure that at least the team is well prepared?
I think this has been discussed, I think, since my days. And it's again, it's a stage that we probably, you know, we lack. Because for us not to play all those big teams, it becomes a stage fright. When we step onto that stage, then we become frightened. That's a disadvantage on its own. That's a fair comment. Preparations are bad. Mm-hmm. They've always been bad. Whether they will change one day, I don't know. But always, that's the important bit. If you don't get it right from the onset, it becomes harder when you proceed to the next stage. But these guys have been, you know, they play top leagues, most of these guys. They play top leagues, and they've been active. It's not like, you know, they're coming off season. You know, most of these guys are selective.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they will go out there and do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, no mnumza nake umoyo kautrupa kona ngale kwa kublawa yo. Moyo, ungauchona jani?
Kona tuwe utini.
No mpilile moyo, zgunja nake kala nyon?
Ay, liyaki za pururi zuri lapa, hei, skupi
nani. Yebo pili. So, ulimile ngale, tuza nle skol?
Ya, ino mbusi mnyana, lapo mboko na ayo kanya mwuse.
Oh, very good. So, ubona njani ke AFCON le buyayo? Zimbabwe Warriors kuhamba njani?
Hey, ambona yona izazama kodwa hey bayifake emeveni sekuzimeni lapho. Kodwa banzima ungayiboni uma kumakota final yabisi imthandazo.
So abantu kumele vele
bembona sibili
bebamba imthandazo.
Mbona sibili mbona special about Algeria lava. Many of our people are going to be a little cano or one of our child.
You pour a little polar pill. Joe, which of Amazon Jumcastle, put it polar polar is Bapo in our way in Nomaganjan. Mobile Lavanabang 11, Lani 11, at Wilkula.
That is a corner, you see a lie, okay.
Mm-hmm.
langaba ulevel libathi sekethi kuba ngufayini.
Mhm.
Yena obuzima bakhe sekehlakane labo kodwa hayi siyabe sathi yabo baphumelele kodwa hayi base singazithembisi.
Ye, nxa sokubuya ke abadlali obona ngazani bazasebenza kakhulu yibaphi obabona bekuma-Warriors?
Hey, mina ukuthi abafana laba abanye laba bayangikhutha amabizo abo manje. Ngiyabakhumbula umphinde mbakhohle ukuthi abanye zingani taba babe besebhenkini abanye ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi vele i-line-up yakhona ibibinjani. Azazange ngizise.
Yebo. Hayi, kukahle nxa kunjalo
moya. Hayi, i-line-up yakhona ngikhuthile ngikhona nje. I-line yakho.
Oyebo phela. Hayi no kuhle khona komoya phosela kolo kugcina.
Ye. Kwathisela sibili abafana ukuthi badlale sibili bese ambebo semi final. Konokana hayi lati yasifaka phezulu ukuthi sibonakale ukuthi lati besikhona.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu moya khona ngapho ke eCountry Park kubulawayo. Ungathinela kusasa moya.
Ye. Kumbulo ngokwiredio uyazeyi mina umlaleli omdala usukela ngo-03 khonale laleli studio 7 uzobe namhla angila noma kwiredio mani yakhala
hayi siyakuzwa bamoyo sakhuluma labaphathintambo sizuthi bathini
khumbule madoda ngoba ungamaredio kwethu lokhu ha akubamba umlilo kangako amagetsi ahamba
ye hayi sikuzwile baba ungathina lokusasa. Yeah, so this is Mr. Moyo. He's in Kwadkaru Park, you know. Maybe it's my step-up as well, right? So Mr. Moyo says, you know, Zimbabwe is in trouble. You know, he says Algeria and these other teams are very strong. And on players, he doesn't even know one. Because he says, you know what, these nerves keep on changing.
Yeah.
He says, at the end of the day, you don't even know who's going to be playing or who's not playing. So currently, he says, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Who is who, you know? So maybe there's some other people who don't even understand the type of players that we have these days.
Yeah.
We knew when it was, you know, a game against Warriors, against another team, that, of course, there's Willard Kumar.
Yeah.
Of course, there's Peter Ndlovu. There's Moses Chunga. There's Joshua and whatever.
Yeah.
But what is going on now, you know? I think we have to ask Mzo. And we knew if Mzondi was playing.
So is it a lack of superstars or is just the economy in so way that not many people are going to watch these matches?
I think it's the economy, to be honest. The last time I visited Jadom, I didn't mention that, you know, people tend to go and watch, you know, the legends more than the Premier League, which they find the league more entertaining more than the Premier League. So in the coverage, I think people don't, you know, can't afford to buy, you know, the newspapers, which probably, you know, is the primary source of information. So it could be the case.
You remember, you know, when we were growing up, so you brought up an interesting, you know, a point there. Who have those newspaper cuttings,
soccer book
of the Muzos, the Peter Ndlovus, the Moses Chungas, the Joe Shambos, you know, all the big names, you know. And we were like 7, 8, very young.
Yeah.
You know.
And we have even the international players, Platini,
exactly.
Maradona, and all those kind of people. But now I think that's gone.
Roberto Baggio. Okay, let's go to Kunemwe Mtere Wedu. Vasi J. Chivumba Magadi.
Tripo Magadi.
I want to say, John. Yeah, I don't
know what you're saying.
Muripapi Jaipo Jaipo.
Muripa Polokwane.
Polokwane. Kuri say Polokwane.
Ah, Polokwane. Ndoto mumbure gega ungona iwo.
Kurugunae. I want to titi kowe pakuru.
Hayi nozodzoka yako toti tisasakoha manje.
Yawadisa manje.
Hayi akuwandisa.
Ya ipapo ikazowadisa hayi panepo ita dambudziko. Asi nhasi tiri kumbotaura nenyaya yema Warriors. Muri kuonawo sei?
Ah, inini ma Warriors ndinononga tiri kubudirira. Because ndikatarisa ne gadzire akaita kuprepare pa iwe onini yo I mabora au pane zvaisimboita va kupedza makore apfura gore ratapfura iri pakaita gadzire yakanga kutowedzere pane zvaisimboita saka ndinotarisira kuti ha nokuni improve one kudaidza kwakaita maprayers haimbotambirawo nedzimwe nyika vakaunganidza unganidza hapi mii inonga yakatibatani inonga yakatibatani chinongodiwa kungoti ngavaimbisowo vatambi vedu tumaro zokuti tingadai tikawinawo zvakadai vaonawo chokubata nokuti vanhu vatambo inazozoita komana toruzairichi vangangoti zvanzi endai kubhora mozongoone mari dzokuti maone pei haiwa ngavaimbiso zvinobatisa
asi mune chivimbo handiti kuti vakomana vanobudirira
havano chivimbo chitoripo paamboisvisa timu iyeyo kochi yokutadza kuti anoziva zvaari kuita
mune chivimbo naye pasuwa
saka tinototi tinotovimba kuti tinotobudirira chete iye timu tiri kutotanga kutotamba nayo papapa tiri kutowina ipapa
paalgeria
hapo paalgeria tiri kutowina tinofa kutotore mapoins edu ipapa
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma CJ
totenda Mr. Jonga
muri papolokwana
ya papolokwana ipapo chaipo
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs
for the benefit of umoyo ubaba umoyo katupake tipongubala some of the players that were picked by pasuwa so Mr. Moyo in Kandupak, if you didn't have the list, here is some of the players. You see that goalkeepers, we have Donovan Bernard of our mind, Tatenda Mkuruba, Dynamos, Takava Mawaya, Wange. Then defenders, Costa Namai Nesu, Sparta Praha. Then Bruce, Bruce Kangwa, Azam FC, Elisha Muroiwa, Dynamos, and Life Zureki, Caps United, Oscar Machapa, AC Vita, Club. Onesimo Pasera, Super Sport United, Doris Mklanga, Chicken Inn, Teenage Hardebe, Chicken Inn, then midfielders, Danny Piri, Golden Arrows, and Willa Chikatsande, Kaiser Chiefs, Kama Piliat, Mamelodi Sundowns, Utahashi Mahachi, Golden Arrows, Tinotenda Kadewere.
Kadewere.
Kade what?
Kadewere.
Then Duka Gardens, something like that. I don't know this club. Right? Yeah, it's a complicated one. And then we've got Marvelous Nakamba, Vitesa Arkham. Then strikers, Kasbet Malachila, Pitvest, Evans Rosike, Marisbeck United, Norwich Msona, KV Ostende, Nyasha Mushekwi, Talan Yifang.
In China.
Then China, yeah, Yifang. Maybe I got it right. Then Matthew Rosike, SC Straxian.
That's
then Tendai Ndoro, Orlando Pirates. That's for the benefit of Mr. Moyo and others. Yes, because that's the umnums and a pilot in Tlanga, Osenkai. Iba Mtlanga, what's your name?
Hi, this is Mr. Nguyen.
Nyapila wakulu, Mtlanga, kunjani kuna wapoke Enkai?
Hi,
kunjani kuna wapoke Oskoboko?
Hayi ndiyathuza fana kithi hayi kurayithi kwenyaka wathi kuza kuyathembisa
usuko wadla yini usadenda njengoba kuthembisa kangaka
hayi lakhi ngiyathe zirayithi vele sosiqhizi kagifti
ye ungigcinele sisodwa phela ndiza kuyenza isitathu uzabona tuthu khonapho
awufiki wena gifti ngisakutsho njakuzwa
kuyo mara zabuya zeinjengenjiva anyway ubona njani ibhola leli
hayi abafana borayithi bona nje uhlupho ukuthi ilizwe lakithi ke
lingamangaka umdala umhlangabe sazikhulumela mnandi nje uthi the boys are okay the league that I got from him the boys are all okay but the country is in tatters you know I knew he was going to come out with some other things but he says the boys are okay but the country is not good
Let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, what's wrong with Southern Africa? I mean, apart from Zimbabwe, no one else qualified, including, South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, Botswana.
To be honest, I think it shows that Zimbabwe is up there. If most of these, because if we talk of South Africa, which I think in that region will probably say they've got all the resources.
That's true.
And they fail to qualify. And as much as Zimbabwe has got its own problems, we made it. So I personally think we're up there. But as for why most of these guys didn't qualify, to be honest, I wouldn't comment on that. Mm-hmm. Or can only probably point the finger at South Africa and say, you know, with all what they have, you know, in hand, they should be qualifying easy. But no, they failed.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I think it's the I don't know if we can call it the, but I think the fact that Mamelodi Sundowns are the African champions, it means maybe we can safely say it's the best league, because I think there were times when you were still playing, so when people were arguing, is the, you know, Zimbabwe Premier League better than the South African Premier League? I think these days South Africa is miles ahead.
I think it's always, you know, the monetary side has always been that our league has never been, you know, ranked as one of the best at that time. Simple because, you know, we lacked the financial aspect of it. But if you look at material that we had then and what South Africa had, I think we're on par. Mm-hmm. Or just above them, you know, one bar. Mm-hmm. But it's always been, you know, the financial side. I think they are more organized, you know, than us, mm-hmm. or they're managed well. Mm-hmm. And the corporate, you know, the corporate as well, they seem to, you know, to jump in and make in numbers, sponsoring the supper. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where the difference is.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngizokuthi ke umnumzana uPilot Mhlanga sephendukile khona ngale nkayi. Yasikhulume ke ngokuchetshisa ngokuchetsha baba Mhlanga, yangoza sukona. Usathi ibhola lime njani?
Hayi, ibhola elirayithi singaliwina ngomlomo, but ngenyawo angibona amathuba siphumelele ngoba abathinzana nabasithonga kakhulu.
Mhm. So kodwa ke ubona ngani kuyaphuma njani le Zimbabwe? Yilo eliya yehluleka kumbe liyanqoba 102.
Hayi, ngabela ukuthi angiboni silawo ngokuthi ngoba la ngapha umdlali inkulu osaba izibhezi zomumo wangapha. Uyibazazama kodwa akathi
yangho. Ye, cheta mpicha namhlanga phonguthi tsheku kancane ke ubuyele lapho kathi khona. Laphana sixoxa bonani bekumnandi. Ye, mphinde mfake umbuzo kona ukuthi wena ngombono wakho abafana abantu bafuna imali eningi, kambe ku-right ukuthi badinga imali?
Yebo, ngidlalela imali kulungile phina khona ngizazuzaakuneswa phila ayikhoaphoyala baba.
So balungile sukuthi badinga imali lapho ngoba umsebenzi wabo.
Umsebenzi wabo bahlaenja ngawo.
Mhm. Yabona ke emhlanga sibongile kakhulu. Uhlala uphenduka njengenhlala yenza he? Yebingeleli vinu ama players wabingelele khona.
Hayi, ngibingelele abafundi kaRosimba khona ukuthi bashalo sokukhulu ngibingelele ukuthi imhla khona ukuphansi kwami. Hayi, yama players intayi bafana izami sabathi isekela kathi singasazi.
Awubona ke baba Mhlanga. Awubona ke siyabonga.
Hayi, imigamba kaye.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Mhlanga. Yes, bongile baba. Bye bye. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye. So that was Mr. Mhlanga. Of course his phone was up and down. Mm-hmm. But I was saying, you know, the boy is okay, like what he said. But he says he can't imagine the Warriors winning anything because they're coming from a country that is got a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. So those problems are going to follow them to Gabon. So he doesn't see them doing anything, you know. He says, of course, they are going to participate there as part of the AFCON, you know, matches. And the further went on to say that the boys are okay to demand money because that's their work, you know. If you are working somewhere, you've got a right to demand whatever you want. Now they're using their feet. So let them satisfy the feet, you know. Yeah.
Let's go back to Umzo. Now, Umzo, talking about sponsorship, we heard the government a few days ago saying that it is trying to put together about $1 billion. Then there was talk of another corporate sponsorship deal from Net One, but still the players are not being paid. And there was also talk that CAF had released some money to Zifa to give to the players, and the players were saying they had not been paid. What's happening?
That's where the problem lies, because Zifa is, you know, has grown to be untrustworthy, and you know, these guys, they will never believe whatever is said until, you know, they see their paychecks. The figures have been mentioned. Whether the government is putting that money or it's an empty promise that is, you know, just to show something to the public that they're doing something when they're not. We have to wait and see that. The next one, I'll probably, before I even mention all these figures, I remember there was a guy, I think he donated something like $1 million. At some point, I think, when there were some problems again. That million, I don't think it saw the light of the day. Because, you know, they're still in trouble. And the reason why these guys are demanding all these sorts of figures is simple, because they've had the money that is being mentioned, and then they think they need to be paid, which is right. Like the gentleman just said, it's work. No one goes to work, you know, for free. We go to work to make money so that we pay bills. That's the bottom line. And like I said again, I'm glad, because the football fans, the football loving fans, they realize that what the guys are demanding is fair, and they deserve it, and it's justified. As for the corporate world, to be honest, I think, you know, we need more than one. As much as Net One has jumped in and put in something, I think they should be more than. If we look at it, Coca-Cola, I'm sure, is still in Zimbabwe. Coca-Cola, you know, we drink Coca-Cola almost daily in Zimbabwe. You know, it's something that they have to put something back into, you know, not just in football, in every other sporting discipline. They do make money. We look at Netball. I'm sure, you know, they should be doing, as much as they are doing the, you know, the sponsorship of the superstars, they should be doing more. We are a drinking nation. Unfortunately, I can say that. I've seen that myself firsthand with, you know, the amount of, you know, drinking that happens back home. That's something that, you know, the government or Zifa or anybody should be approaching to say, can we have, you know, sponsorship towards, you know, such tournament.
That's very true. Please do stay on the line. Muzondiwa will come back to you and talk about the payments. Let's go to Gunamkoma Mike Varuboskwana. Magadim Koma Mike.
Magadim Koma Bracing.
Aiwa, Tirinani, Zedum Koma Mike, Tipeo, Fungwazen, Astruta, and Nizma Warriors.
Yeah, and this is the good thing. My Warriors to know we in a good Patrick and the good Chirgunesavan, Chirguchi Savan, the Jugutuan, Chirgucha Mazita. Yeah, because yaiva Algeria yekudhara. Noti yamazuano yaiva Senegal yekudhara. Vana Tunisia taiva zvakare kuti vane mbiri. Iko zvine zvanguva mazita. Saka mazita iwayo tiri kumavhunduka kana tichinge tanzwa mazita. Zimbabwe ino wina. Ndikutsigirana nemufundisi vataura vaya kuti Zimbabwe ichaita drone na Algeria. Icharohwa Algeria 1-0.
Icharohwa 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. Senegal is 2-1. But Tunisia is 2-0. Yeah, those will be Kumbajangu.
kopanya yekuti vakomana vari kuti hatisi kupuwa mari hazvizo vakanganisa here kutamba izvi
kuti havadi kupuwa mari
kuti havasi kupuwa mari yacho nezifa
ya ipapo ndo zvinonetsa baba muZimbabwe ti vanhu ava vari kuenda kumirira nyika yedu kuti tibudirire mumutambo but havasi kupiwa mari yacho vakapinda paupresident weZifa vakanga vavimbisa kuti ndichagadzirisa Zifa zvakanaka iko zvine zvitane dambudziko rokutodarika zvatanga tiri kare saka ipapa vana vanofanika kupiwa mari nokuti vari kuenda kumirira nyika kune vari kudya mari vasingamiriri nyika asi vari kumirira nyika vachinyimwa mari hazviiti vari right kuti vadimande mari iyoyo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Mike
ya mukoma pressing ndikumbira kunzwa mari dzavo sef course nezimbabwe zvakatamba sei friend
vakaita mangange 0-0
okay yeah thanks
tinotenda zvikuru
all right
Gibbs
that's a very a good warrior supporter there, right? So now, what is Toleke Unumzana? Uspasa Chuma? Ukuna ngaleke kublawayo. Hey, Baba, Uspasa Chuma, kunjani?
Oh, sikona linjani nani?
No, mpile school. Kunjani kublawayo. Kizwa kutuwa ke izulu vela kupume kpandila.
Ah, kuzima. Izulu lunya ka, kuzima. Bona kati atiri, ndo yonle ya ono.
Oh, yeah. Ah, kuzalunga. Sati skula la kutala. Nali sina sibili uzokutwa pandla kuphumeki kuze kube nemvimbi futhi kodwa ke sikhulume ngebhola phela sipasa nanka ma-Warriors bungani kuyahlupha po ngathi ningakhonokho
kuyazinyizwa ngisiba nobuhlungu kakhulu kazi ilizwe lethu leli kungamanga kwalo kuhle sokubulela into zonke ngoba kathi singazikhangela abantwana izolo babemele ukuthi bayenzele idina ngitshozo kodwa kuyehlule ke ukuthi basikile phandle abantwana kababhatali abantwana mele bakhulu imali izisa ngikwazi ukuthi dala sakhuluma ngakho ukuthi abantu laba abaxotshwe kufuni lokhu zinentsha ngibona nomuntu ongenilele yawathembisa kodwa kunayo nto ayenza yena phana khanye sebulalawo kakhulu kazi abantwana mele bakhulu imali ngoba impilo yakhathesi phela ilizwe leli kalilaluti bamele ilizwe bazadla kanjani njengoba ngibona besukumile kathesi bahambeke ngamaqamuqamu abebehambe ekuseni abebehambe ngama-1 mele kusho ukuthi akunalutho ngalesi zathaba kuphela awona nto esizaphuma layo ngoba vele sekunesikhubo esikhona kungamela kube nesikhubo phakathi kanti esingathi zayihlulwa ngo-Uganda abanika ama-500,000 something lokuze ukuthi team yabo ukuthi ihambe ithwele nasiyehlule ngamazwe alobuya nganjani kutshoni kithi
ya kukhanya kulo buzima sibili so ke ubona ngani babuya bezilengisela izandla
ya kuchek baba
babuya belengisa izandla nje
lapha vele kangisaboni lutho forward njengoba kathi siyabona ukuthi sahambe beqhamukile vele afana kuthela thanzela ukhona laphana laphana zabe silingisa izandla vele silaxotshwa nge-first round vele siyaphuma laphana novele ngamboni lutho ngaphana luzabalunga laphana ngoba vele abantwana bakhutshiwe kudala ngoba ngakhangela nge-statement yakhuluma ngolwana umuntu babutanisile mhlaphana vele khulumela eceleni vele ngakwazi ukuthi ukhuluma njani labantwana into engaliyacaphula lathi sinje lapha sidanile ngoba abantwana kathi besiyamela thina kuthi vele siyadliwa ukuphelelela kula nto esisaphuma layo laphana
ye so singathi umahluko phakathi kamnumzana uphilis jangwa lo Cuthbert Dube sokuyini nxa sokunje
kathi sikhanganisokuwethi kakhulu Cuthbert Dube wayengcono ngoba saka sisukuma sibili kodwa siyodlala kungena ukuthi abantu bakhaleli anoko sokuwethi lokhu
hayi siyakuza kakhulu
sokuwethi sibili wayethendisile kodwa ukuthendisa koko la kulalo tolukhone lapha sokuwethi
hayi siyakuzwa ejuma baba kodwa ke ubona zani ke umdlalo wokuqala ungahamba njani Algeria versus Zimbabwe ungaphumani khona
Algeria versus Zimbabwe kodwa mbona ngani siyaphana nje ngakumathiko ukuthi sikhube esikhona sibili ngabantwana behambe kahle hayi vele alishoke sayitshaya laphana vele sekungiba libizwe laphana singadlula kwesikhathi ibeyi-1-0
itshaye
nge-1-0
uboni ke sibongele kakhulu juma
hayi kulungile baba
egolide baba ungathina kusasa so that was Mr. Sposa Chuma in Bulawayo you are saying that you know the Zimbabwe economy is not doing well so like what the previous people were saying that maybe this is going to follow them to Gabon and he says Zifa is not doing well you know says now indications are that Mr. Cuthbert Dube was far much better than Mr. Philip Chiangwa, mm-hmm. in the sense that he says these players are going in threes, mm-hmm. twos, and so forth. He says this has never happened to Zimbabwean soccer, never, according to him. And he says that at the end of the day, you know, it's not good for guys to go to Gabon when they're so disappointed. They need that kind of moral booster. But if they go there and they're having these problems, he doesn't like it at all. Mm-hmm. He says maybe Zimbabwe will be knocked out in the first round, and that's it. So, sikezweke silomnumzana uMabuza lapha efoneni. Eh, Mabuza kunjani?
Niyaphila kunjani?
Yeah, akubuze sizwe. Kumbe yime ngikubuza.
Hayi, nami ngiyabuza na uMabuza kwa lapho.
Yeah, mara ngikubuze Mabuza. So ke ubona ngazani kuya hamba njani kona ngale Gabon.
Ubuhlungu lo bengibuza ngendawo yakithi yaseGwanda. Silokusazala sizobe izulu lisina akaze limoshe ngale ndlela imoshe yakhona.
Yeah, ngizothola limoshe kakhulu yeah.
Ndimoshe kakhulu abantu lana sazalo elokhu enjalo izulu lithina silima kodwa manje angilazi indlela leli. Okay. Ngicabanga mina lapha especially ishe ezifa le. Mhlambe kuyadingeka ke sikhombe lokwana okwakwenziwa eZambia ukuthi kishintshe kifake ukhalusha laphana kwasosithini yabo laphana. Mhlambe nathi uma singathola i-legend mhlawumbe umuntu owazi i-pain yokusela imali maye ngumdlali esibenzile. Kambe basina restaurant emalidensi kesike sesikope nje abantu bonke izambe yake yafaka uculture lapho
yaphuma
na yafuna kulelo kwendeni
tournament
yabo bese nathi ngeke sikope ngalo kwana ngoba lamadoda laphana afana nabo Chiangwa Cardet nabe sicabanga ukuthi Chiangwa naye ngoba engeke uCardet duwe maybe kuzoba ne change but uyabona umuntu yena uzokuqala kuba waste futhi maybe nalo wese uzomthola futhi uzoba waste ake sithole nimi emalidensi ngesikope nje kuze izambe ukwenza izambe
laba njengomzolo laba bakhona khona phe kuhlelo uyabona into ezinjalo
so issue lona lona ikule tournament iAlgeria ngizoba abantu ngathi baye South Algeria Algeria ngesikhathi esiningi wathi acabanga sike sayishaya futhi kula ma-tournament edlile ihlala nje inawo abadlali kodwa ukuthi ethule iZimbabwe uyawuthanda ukube nzima otherwise i-win yayo kuvame ukuba yi-draw
yabula
last game esakusadlala nayo yayithi-win nje sidlala sesidlala nayo kwa-Algeria nagcina futhi siwina 2-1 sagcina siyiqualiza kusoba yi-2-2
nakuto
kuyi-win yabo yokugcina leyo kwafanele babayitholile so lo mingazi be nama-players anjani kona lapho Riyad Mahrez bakhona yababona but I don't think ukuthi bangaba i-threat kuZimbabwe. Bese ngisiza laphana ku-Senegal. Senegal bangathi uyabheka. Nayo nje ihleli nabadlali abasale bethe. Bangathi uyabheka namanje no-Sadio Mane inalo Musa So ose-Turkey. Yabadlali abathele bekhona but bangathi aqala uyabheka. Last time yanabadlali ababe strong kule tournament bese bedliwa i-Zambia lapha. Kodwa abendele benabadlali. Ithanda ukuhlala iqinile abadlali kodwa ayiwawini magene.
Ngoba
angiluboni uvalo line. Ngibona nje ngathi i-win sizayithola ku-Senegal bese sithola ama-draw maybe laphana ku kulamalo kwindana amalozen countries i-Algeria ne-Tunis
ne-Tunisia
nje nayo mawagadeka vele ayisabeka ayinama-players mosa ama-players ayo adlala kwanalaphana i-experience etoltusaheli laphana umdlalo ngathi ukhona nje laphana bathi banokazi lo laphana e-England naye futhi akayoni-threat futhi kuzimbabwe sinawo ama-defenders laphana
ucost haw uyishayile sibili kodwa isikhathi sethu du lapha-ke Mabuza otherwise sibongele kakhulu eMabuza baba sibongele kakhulu baba. So that was Mr. Mabuza in South Africa. He was actually analyzing very well, you know, saying that at the end of the day, maybe Zimbabwe is going to beat Algeria and most of these other teams. Because he says there's nothing in them, you know. We can beat them and that's it. But he has got a suggestion. He says, can Zimbabwe try to put somebody like Kalusha Palwa to be in charge of Zifa? Please, according to him. Maybe like people like Mzo, you know.
Indeed. Of course, Kalusha led Zambia to the African Nations champion when no one expected them to win. But Mzo, lastly, some people might say, you know, the players are acting like mercenaries. Why not just play since there are scouts there and then they have the opportunity to go and play in Europe?
I was going to mention that. I mean, like, you know, people are quick to label players as mercenaries, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a job. It's a job that, you know, at the end of the day, people have to be paid for.
That's very true.
The unfortunate bit is, like, you know, this situation leaves players in a vulnerable place because they are open to betting scandals, syndicates.
Thank you. So let's end on that note. Maybe next time we'll continue from there. Unfortunately, no injury time, no extra time, no penalties. We have come to the end of this show. I am Blessing Zulu. Thank you so much to our guest, Mzondi Womgatsa, former Zimbabwe national team player and sports analyst, Mo Moyo.
Good night, Zimbabwe. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.